With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. The Corn Palace relays, they were postponed on Saturday due to weather. They've been rescheduled here in Mitchell for 4 o'clock this afternoon. They'll take place at Joe Quinnell Field. It'll be a modified Corn Palace relays. Not quite as many teams could make it here on Monday, but Huron will be in competition along with Yeanton, Kimball White Lake, Mount Vernon Plankington, Fulton area, and Mitchell. So those will be the rescheduled Corn Palace relays today at 4 o'clock. Also today, Mitchell softball, they're back in action as they host Harrisburg. That'll be at 4 o'clock at the Cadwell Park Softball Complex. Mitchell softball also hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln. That's tomorrow, also at 4 o'clock. Mitchell spring baseball, they had their doubleheader yesterday versus Yeanton pushed back to today. So they'll head to Yeanton for a doubleheader. That starts at 5:30 this afternoon. Also, Mitchell boys tennis, they were swept at home on Friday, losing to the 8-time defending champ Sioux Falls Lincoln. Score was 9-0. Mitchell boys tennis back on the courts today at home when they host Lincoln and Sioux Falls Christian. And Mitchell girls golf, they'll play in a triangular tomorrow in Huron as they play their second competition of the year. Dakota Wesleyan softball, they ended up splitting a home doubleheader yesterday versus Concordia in GPAC play. Wesleyan won the first game 11-3 in 6 innings before losing the second one 13-3 in 5 innings. Tiger softball, they will host Jamestown tomorrow in Mitchell at 3 o'clock for a doubleheader. Meanwhile, for Dakota Wesleyan baseball, their losing streak has now reached 10 in a row as they lost 2 games yesterday at Morningside, 13-5 and 17-4. Tiger baseball now scheduled to host Northwestern later on today for a doubleheader. That starts at 4 o'clock. Meanwhile, for South Dakota State, their softball team shut out North Dakota State yesterday 4-0 behind a 3-hit shutout from pitcher Tori Kanishi. Kanishi allowed just 3 hits, had 7 walks, but also had 9 strikeouts. NDSU and SDSU wrap up their 3-game series later today in Brookings with a doubleheader. That starts at 11 a.m. For South Dakota State baseball, they ended up sweeping a 3-game home series versus Omaha this weekend. They won on Friday 8-4 and then won both games yesterday 9-3 and 12-9. Jackrabbit baseball, they've now won 6 in a row. They're 7-5 in the Summit League, 13-17 overall. They will host Northwestern coming up tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And down in Vermilion, it was USD softball winning 2-3 this weekend over Western Illinois, including a 3-0 no-hit victory on Saturday. It was Coyote pitcher Clara Edwards who did not allow a hit or a walk while striking out 2. Edwards is the first USD pitcher to throw a no-hitter ever against a Division I opponent, and the first of any kind since 2009. USD softball back in action this weekend at Omaha for a 3-game series that starts on Saturday at noon. For more sports, check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.